I'm Craig Loomis, and I'm running for Borough Assembly.
Thank you, Craig. What is your background?
I'm 72 years old. I was born in the territory of Alaska in 1951 in Wrangell. I graduated from Haines High School in 1969. I've logged, I've fished, was a teamster. I was a charter operator. I worked longshoring. I refereed high school basketball for 20, 30 years. I volunteered for a lot of organizations. I was appointed by the Governor Cooper, can't remember what year it was, the president of Unit 1D for the Upper Lynn Canal Advisory, which I served for 20 years. And I
was, that was for Fish and Game?
Yeah, Fish and Game, right, yeah. And I was the president and a board member of the Haines Sportsman Club for many, many, many years. I'm an avid subsistence user of the Chilkat Valley. I hunt, I fish subsistence fish, I've commercial fished, and I've used Upper Lynn Canal and the Chilkat Valley for chartering since 1984.
Do you have previous political experience?
Not much. I talk a lot about some things in like at coffee shops and at the boat harbor and fish and game projects of enhancements and the gill netters and, you know, on and on and on and on, you know, moose hunting, 10 years cow season. You know, I've pretty much stayed in touch pretty much with the whole valley on projects.
Why do you want to run?
I believe that the current assembly is not going with the majority of the people. And I'm running to protect the pristine valley that I grew up in basically my entire life. And I personally think that when I first moved here, this place was a paradise. It still is a paradise, but we need to protect it, what's left of it.
What do you see as your role as an assembly member?
To represent the majority of the people in this valley. I mean, I think come October, the vote, that a lot of the people in this valley are going to find out that the majority of this of the people in this valley are against the mine, the Constantine mine, and what it will do in the future of the river and our way of life.
What do you hope to achieve this term?
Okay, so when I was president of the Sportsman's Club, we used Dingle Johnson money, we used Sportsman's Club money and donations from people in town, and we also got money from NSRA. As a member of the borough, I would love to see the borough get involved in rehabilitating the sport fishing industry in Haines. Because back in the 80s, there were hundreds and hundreds of people coming around here to catch a king salmon. And now it's been 7-8 years to catch a king salmon. Incubation systems are not that difficult to put in. I mean, I know that the permitting and stuff like that, but I think if the borough gets behind it, I think we can do pen releases and incubation systems in this valley, especially Big Boulder, Little Boulder, because as a kid, I remember seeing king salmon in Little Boulder, Porcupine Creek. I've never been up to Glacier Creek, never had to go that far, but.
There's talks about reviewing the rules for assembly members recusing themselves during a vote. What is your opinion on that?
Well, I think that borough code is right on, and they need to excuse themselves. I mean, if you're getting a paycheck from a mine and you say it has no influence, I don't agree with that. If I have a clear conflict of interest, I will not be voting on that issue.
What is the proper place for helicopters in the borough?
At the Haines Airport. That's what it's for. Same way with airplanes. Yeah, they're supposed to be going to the airport.
What is your vision for tourism in Haines?
Oh, I think that tourism is the cleanest going industry for Haines. You have to have a pristine place for people to come to visit. And we as a community right now, I think, are going in the wrong direction as a tourist attraction. I don't see too many people going down to polluted mine sites and taking pictures. I just don't think that's the case.
Any ideas for winter tourism?
Oh, I think winter tourism is just like would be a great idea. We need to bring in more skiers, more eagle people, and just improve the ferry system if we have anything to do with that, so we can have more people come. But I still think, as I'm with this mine thing going through, that if it pollutes the Upper Chilkat River, which it will, it's not if, it's just when, that the Eagle Preserve thing is going to be not a real good prospect for a polluted river.
Do you think we can have a mine and healthy fisheries?
Nope. Mine and fish do not mix. Well, since I was a kid, the fisheries around here have been completely decimated. The spawning channels, the eagles that used to be here when we were kids were probably, I'm going to say, 5,000, maybe more, 10,000, because we used to have a fishery that in the council grounds where there were cohos and dogs and stuff all the way into late November, into December. And there were bears out running around. But if that mine goes in, you can forget about all that.
There's a controversy about whether the Haines Highway might see increased traffic from either ore transports from Canada or from potential mine going to the Lutac area to put it on the barge. What's your view on that? Do you think that's a concern?
Oh yeah, it's definitely a concern. The ore trucks dropping their ore at the dock. First of all, I think the dock was built by the military. It's overkill. It's way too big for Haines. Has there been a study on what the material for contamination that's in that dock? It's been sitting there since the 50s. I'm sure there's, if it's anything like the tank farm, I'm sure we're opening up a can of worms on that deal. We're committing $2.4 million in public funds plus operation and maintenance costs forever for a dock that we don't know who's going to be using it. I need concrete information on who is going to use the dock and where is the money coming from to pay for it, operations and maintenance of the dock, and who's going to pay if we need to clean up the contaminated material. I think that right now the dock is, as it's working now, yeah, it needs to be, probably some of it needs to be redone, but we don't need a huge dock for the future, what most people think are going to be ore trucks on it. Right now, AML has a roll-on, roll-off that bring in our freight. It's working very well. The barge comes in twice a week, and the fuel dock comes in once a month. So far, there's never been a conflict for each one. Why do we need to fix the dock, and for who? I think that if, as taxpayers of the Haines Borough, I don't understand why we need to spend our money on making some other corporation or entity from a different part of the world more money than what we need to do or what we get out of the deal. And as far as safety on the highway, I used to drive log truck for years on this, and there are times in this valley that when the road gets so bad, you cannot even drive on it. And as far as the ore trucks, there's going to be a lot of noise. They're going to be going in. They're going to be going off the highway. I don't care if they put them in a container or not. It's just not going to work. That's my view on the trucks.
How do you think Haines could promote trails and outdoor use, outdoor recreation?
Oh, well, I think that'd be a great idea because it would bring in more tourism, wintertime and in the summertime. You know, like, of course, there's controversy about snow machiners using cross-country skiers, trails and stuff, but as a community, we need to work through that. But I think that would be a great idea to bring in more trails and more people to, well, let's put it this way, more people bring more taxes and more money into Haines.
What about housing? Do you think there's something the assembly can do to make more housing available?
Well, I'm not really. Well, basically, I haven't really done any research on it, so I probably really don't know.
What global trends do you see affecting Haynes?
How about global warming? That's the number one. I mean, I've lived here for a long time, and I've never seen it so wet, so rainy. The glaciers are disappearing. I've been here in this particular spot for, since the 60s, and we used to be able to see the glacier on Glacier Point. Rainbow Glacier just about gone, all the ice fields around here. I think that global warming would be the number one issue to that affects the fishery, the hunting, everything in this valley.
Where do you see Haynes in 50 years?
Well, let's see, I'm 72, 50 years, that's 122. I don't think I can answer that question right now, but I do think that if it's done right, there's no reason why we still can't have what we have today if we do it right.
Thank you. Any last words?
Yeah, get out and vote. And I think that's, my dad would have always told us, just that, you know, it doesn't matter who you vote for. It's a right of a United States citizen to go vote. Please vote and do your right as an American citizen. Vote.
Craig Loomis, thank you.